Good morning, Jericho Road, and bless you all this Sunday. Thank you, Praise Team and staff, for the incredible work that you've been doing over the last 3 months. And bless each of you. So what do you say that we get to our shout, yeah? What do we do? Love God and love others. What do we say? I love God and I love you. Amen. Bless you guys today. Hope your Sunday is going fantastic so far. Before we jump into our regular scheduled programming today, I'd like to take a minute and just celebrate with you. Last week, we took a special offering for Thailand, and you all gave $7,220 to bless Thailand. The money will be sent to Hand-to-Hand Organization, Missionary Paul, and a Thai minister named Peter. I'm absolutely blown away by your generosity and your heart for people and your desire to see God's kingdom expand and his people blessed. And I am so proud of you as your pastor. And I absolutely know that God smiles down on you and on your incredible gift, an offering that's pleasing to him. So fantastic job, church. What a cool reason to celebrate this kind of generosity. Maybe celebrate with a dance. Or do like a shout, like, so awesome! Or sing, hallelujah, so good. I'm so thankful for what God's doing and your amazing generosity. Look, we've been talking over the last 2 weeks about celebrating. First, celebrating God for who he is, and then celebrating God for what he's done. As we continue our series in Celebrate today, I want to spend our time today looking and learning and seeing the importance of celebrating the unique you. That's right, the unique you. Now, for many of us, this is a tough one because we easily see the good qualities in others and we readily notice their talents and their unique giftedness and we admire those cool parts about who they are. But when it comes to ourselves, we have a little bit of a harder time. It's difficult to see our own good qualities, our own talents, or our giftedness, or our cool parts. And this has a lot to do with how we grew up. Many of our homes were lacking verbal affirmation and sometimes affection. It has to do with the church telling you to be humble and not to be arrogant. It has to do with general human insecurity, as collectively we realize that we're not as God intended us to be. For believers, we know sin has ruined our perfection, and so often and easily, we recognize the sin and the imperfection in our own lives. Look, if we're not careful, though, we're going to allow all of these different factors to be used by the enemy to destroy our worship, to destroy our calling, and to silence our unique voice and contribution to this world and God's kingdom. Our major text for today is from Psalm 139. But we're going to tackle the middle part of the psalm first, and then the first part, and then lastly, we'll end with the last part. Well, just keep your thumb in 139 anyway, or your app open to it. First of all, this psalm was a psalm that was written by David, and it was used as corporate worship. So though it's in the first person writing perspective of David, it's also true for each one of us as well as we can worship with these same words. So here's Psalm 139, 13 through 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. What do we see here? First, God created your inmost parts. Well, what's that? That's your personality, the real you, the center self. God knows who you are, and you were created on purpose with intent and thought and care by the God of the universe. You aren't a mistake or an accident or a mess up or a whoops. You, the real you, are handcrafted by God. The psalm goes on to say this, I praise you, talking to God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Here we see the response is to celebrate. It says, I praise you. I praise you, God, because of how you made me. Look, if God's works are wonderful and I am one of those works, then I am wonderful. Let's proclaim together, God, if your works are wonderful, then I am wonderful. Would you affirm it in your heart? God, if your works are wonderful, then I am wonderful. There are some of you who may not want to do the next step that I'm going to ask you to do. But please, don't shortcut the blessing God wants for you. Would you repeat this phrase out loud with me? Whisper or speak it or shout it. It doesn't matter. Just do it out loud. And we're going to say it together. You ready to say that together? God, if your works are wonderful, then I am wonderful. Look, that isn't me telling you, or it's not even self-talk. That is the word of God speaking to you. God's word to you is this: you are fearfully and wonderfully made. This isn't a lack of humility or arrogance. It's recognizing the truth. I think it's supremely more arrogant and spiritually dangerous for you to tell God that he's wrong. He says you're wonderful, period. Are you trying to tell God the opposite? That's the height of arrogance. And has nothing to do with humility, as referred to at least in the scriptures, because Jesus was humble, even though he was wonderful and knew he was wonderful. Here's how that psalm continues. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And that's a powerful passage. Before you were born, God knew you. He formed you in your mother's womb. And I'm looking at that passage and I see that God knows things about you that you don't even know. God knows everything and still loves you. See how that last sentence ends? It says, God, you know everything, and yet I am still with you. God doesn't reject you. He doesn't think that you're expendable or you're unwanted or a waste. He knows 100% all things about you, yet you can still be with him when you wake. Jumping back to the beginning of this psalm, it says exactly the same thing, that you are unique enough and important enough for God to know. Let's look at Psalm 139, the first section, 1 through 12. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me or you tuck me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge, it's too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to even attain. Where could I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. And if I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. And that's powerful, telling us that God knows everything about us and that you are unique enough for God to be interested in you. Like in Instagram or Twitter or other social media, we follow those who we're interested in. So we're interested in what they're up to because they in some way are valuable or interesting to us. And the same true is with God. He is following you. He knows everything about you because he is interested in you. He thinks that you have value. Look, the ideas in this psalm all add up to the reality that God created a unique you worth celebrating. So how do we celebrate these ideas? How do we celebrate these realities? So here are a few appropriate ways to celebrate this. Now that's in addition to all the ones we saw the last 2 weeks, praying and worshiping and giving and dance and eating and entertaining and enjoying. Look, I wrote out 4 ways to celebrate, and they actually accidentally started with the letters A, B, C, and G. Hey, it wasn't perfect. So maybe that'll help you remember as we go through it. A, B, C, G. So our first way to celebrate is A, which is to accept love. To allow yourself to be loved by God, allow yourself to be loved by others, and allow yourself to be loved by you. Look, we can often be our own worst enemies when it comes to this category. But stop. You better be allowing God to pour into you. Sometimes you feel more comfortable loving God and serving Him rather than Him loving you and serving you, but that isn't right. See, the Apostle John says this, we love because He first loved us. You cannot navigate this life or the next rightly if you don't get this correct. You must allow God to love you. You must receive His love, embrace His love, and experience His love. You must allow others also to pour love into you. You've got to accept love from other people. We celebrate by allowing other people to love us. I know it sounds kind of weird, but if it's your birthday celebration, you allow others to love you. You allow others to celebrate you. Well, every day is your unique day celebration. And so you've got to allow other people to love you in celebration of God. In the accepting love celebration, you need to allow yourself to accept love from you as well. Look, many of us are kind of self-haters. We never think that we're enough. We often are doubting who we are. We're unwilling to love ourselves. But just like being wonderfully made, you better not tell God that He's wrong, and He loves you. So if He accepts you, you better accept you. And not just accept, but get to the place where you celebrate you. Look, our next way to celebrate the unique you is with B, and that's to bless others. To use the unique qualities that God has given you to be a blessing to those that are around you. And this is a way to celebrate God. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says this, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. One of the unique couples who are using their gifts to celebrate God are our missionaries Neil and Darcy Alsbach. So let's get a word from them right now.
Hey, Jericho Road. Welcome to beautiful, sunny, warm Saskatchewan. Believe it or not, we had 4 inches of snow just about a week ago. So we're in that great time between snow and mosquitoes. Perfect time to come and visit, if you could visit. We just wanted to give you a little update on what's going on over here since the whole COVID crisis has hit the world. And things here are going actually pretty well in this part of Saskatchewan. There are very few cases. However, the reserves are being extra cautious. There's a lot of people on the reserves here who are very vulnerable. They have a lot of health issues, diabetes, and different things that puts them at high risk. So the reserves are taking it super serious. The chiefs and band counselors have put restrictions on the reserve. Here, there's roadblocks. You can't get by the roadblocks or into the community unless you're a member of the community. There's a 7 to 7 curfew on the community where people are restricted to their homes after 7 in the evening until 7 in the morning. And when they do leave the reserve, they're only allowed to leave once a week, no more than 2 people in a car, and just for necessities like groceries or medical issues and that. So it's really restricted our ability to go on the reserve, to visit with people, to do our Bible studies, and to hang out and do the things that we normally do. However, we've still been able to be in contact with people there through social media and stuff. And Darcy will tell you a little bit about that and about some of the other things we've been involved in through our mission and stuff as well.
Yeah, like Neil said, pretty much all of our ministry is from home now, just like a lot of people. So phone calls, FaceTime, social media. We've been able to do some crisis counseling and just be an encouragement to people and just visiting over the phone or FaceTime. And not just the Keniston people, but also the staff families that we supervise. We supervise 8 staff families through NAME. And so all of that traveling has also been put on hold right now. So we're just in contact with people that way and through and with the office and things that they've required us to do.
Well, that's a bit about what's going on here in Saskatchewan. We just wanted to give you guys a little update. We wanted to thank you guys all for your prayers and for your support and for everything that you guys do through Jericho Road. We're praying for you guys too. We know that things are tough down there, and we don't know what you guys are all going through right now, but I'm sure it's pretty tough for a lot of you guys, and we just really appreciate you guys. Want you to know that we really missed seeing you, being that we couldn't make it down to Mexico this year and weren't able to stop by, and missed that fantastic breakfast and just hanging out with some of you guys and having a good time. But make sure Yuli sees this, because I'm planting with the extra time. I'm planting a big garden, and I need some help this September for digging potatoes and picking beans and stuff. So don't forget to send him up here sometime in September. So looking forward to the future when we'll be able to get together again face-to-face. Just wanted to thank you guys again for everything that you do. So we'll see you for now. Bye.
The Allsbacks have been serving God faithfully as missionaries to Indigenous peoples in Canada, not for years, but for decades. I included them here because they're using the unique way that God created them to bless other people. They're celebrating their gifts by using them appropriately. Each of us is created unique and gifted distinctly so that we can build others up. Notice in this verse that God's grace is administered in various forms or mediums or ways. You see, your created makeup qualifies you uniquely to bless people in a way that only you can bless them. So we must celebrate that each of us is unique, to celebrate the unique you. Check out this picture right here. It isn't amazing. Nope. But why not? Because it only has one color. What about this picture? Much better. Again, why? Because it has more than one color. We are like these colors. Each of us are unique, and the picture is better the more of us are involved. The picture takes real shape only when we each bless one another with our unique giftedness. The third celebration way is with C, and that's create. Create things ourselves. Music, painting, sculpture, a building, dance, whatever. The Bible says this in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Part of who God is, by his nature, we looked at this before, is that he is creative, he's interesting, and unique himself. And I love this piece about God. Then we, being made in his likeness, we were created to create. Now, some of us are created to create art or dance or drama or music. And some of us are created to create buildings or design architecture plans. Some to create families and households. Some to create structure or order through management. Some people were created to create finances or create means for people to thrive. Some to create medicine or create an emotional place for people to find health and healing and wellness. Some people were created to create flavors through food, also an act of celebration. Take the Christian Scott Derrickson. You may not know his name, but he's the person who directed Doctor Strange and many other films. So he used his creative gift to weave a story which was entertaining, but also may have caused some to think about the non-physical realities of this existence. Or think about Kanye West, using his unique skill set in fashion and music and influence to share Jesus with thousands of people all around him. He is creating as God created. Or my friend and sister in Christ, Smash Saint, also known as Janet Jun, sharing her spoken word poetry with others. Check her out here.
I want to love well, for love is true and God is truly love, freely given, accepted or rejected, love will not lessen. To love like forgiveness and grace, because love slays the monsters when they surface. Love confronts our fallen faces in manic phases with arms wide open and a heart bleeding from holding our prickly bits inside it. I want to love like knowing you'll adore and then betray me, applaud and then disdain me, but still running, heart first with the fisted, unshakable will to love like listening to all the words you speak. Whether curses spoken in moments of a wounded storm or blessings given in the double rainbow just after, because I want to love like the renewed covenant. Like a promise forever kept and fulfilled. To love well like taming the beasts of the field and taming that meanness inside of us. Making the fury bow to our holy wildness. I want to love like when God said, let there be light. And light invaded our souls. The word became flesh and created our DNA.
These people are all using their creative gifts to imitate their Father in heaven. They create like their creator. You know the phrase, imitation is the highest form of flattery? Well, in the case of God, imitation is the highest form of celebration. Check out a couple of things that I see in my own children. Here's Kayla's Instagram, copying her dad's Instagram. Here's Ethan flexing it out, just like dad. And Andrew crazy facing, just like dad is crazy facing. Just like my kids copy me, their dad, we need to copy our heavenly dad to create. When we imitate God in the creation process, we celebrate him. And look, it's not about skill level or even result. Look, God created the universe and all that's in it, and he did it perfectly. Even at your best, you're not going to sing better than the angels or make music greater than creation, but do it anyway. Sculpt or draw or play or paint or sing or act or dance or write or compose, build, cook, imagine, create. Our last celebration point is ABCG, grow. I could have used develop, ABCD, but I hate to change the right word to get the gimmick, so grow it is. Grow to become the best possible you that you can. The psalm we started with ends this way. Here's how that Psalm 139 ends. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Become the best possible you that you can be by submitting to God. When he says, search me, God, he's saying, God, look at my life. See if there's anything in me. Get righteous. He said, check if there's any offense in me. God, is there anything that I need to change? And then he says, pursue the eternal. Lead me into the way everlasting. You are always going to be you. When you die, you don't become someone else. I will always be Samuel John Tomczyk. Maybe a new name given by Jesus. We'll see. But I'll always be me. And you will eternally be you. So you might as well embrace the unique you and work at becoming the best possible version of yourself. Look, you're stuck being you for eternity, which is actually a great thing. Look, I'm glad that you will forever be you. And I'm glad that we will forever get to continue to grow and learn together. So read and think and enjoy and experience and allow yourself to be stretched and be open to growing as a human, spiritually, intellectually, and emotionally. Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, God has been revealing to my wife and I that we need to grow as parents. We've done a pretty good job with our kids, and our kids are beyond fantastic. But we've come to realize in the last few weeks that our style and our approach, it's created a climate where our kids, they really do want to please us so much, and they're so concerned about our reactions that they haven't always felt free to share openly with us who they really are, and some parts of them that they think may disappoint us. And that's a problem. And I'm so thankful to my son Ethan for his bravery and his honesty in helping us see this. And I'm so grateful to God that he would allow Hedgen and I to grow and make some changes in this area. Because we've all got to continue to grow as celebration to God. We all have the opportunity to grow. And as we do it, it celebrates the unique you. Like every one of you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I pray that you, like the psalmist, can say, I know that full well. And then walk in that powerful proclamation from God to you. If we each can understand this and embrace it, then there's going to be an explosion of creativity, of honesty, and of growth and blessing in our lives and in our church. And I can't wait to see how powerful this is going to be. Like, I love you and I can't wait to be with all of you. So let's worship together in celebration of God and celebration of God creating the unique you.